Well, I think all of us are ready for something resembling normal again. And depending on our perspective, we may be excited about or a bit nervous with the talk of reopening the province. In the midst of it all, students and teachers are just trying to get through what's left of this school year. In some parts of the province, clusters of cases and a change in alert levels are leading to concern and low school attendance. But the teachers' union says it's not getting enough information about it all. Dean Ingram is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. He joins me this morning. Good morning to you, Dean.
And good morning to you.
We get the numbers of new cases every day. We find out whether or not they're connected to a cluster. We're also told the ages of the people involved. What information do you feel you're not getting?
Well, I think you spoke on something, Andrea. We've seen a number of new cases in the past couple of days, 23 in fact. We see 15 connected to the outbreak. We see an expansion of the alert level in the Basin George area. Now, while we know that some of these are among individuals of school age, but we're once again wondering why there's so much limited detail provided to school communities regarding how many cases are there among staff, among student populations. We know other jurisdictions are much more open and transparent with the information being provided. Just to illustrate the frustration some of our members are having, I've received emails, as has many of our staff, from members who've been informed by parents. I want to stress this, from parents, not public health, not government, not the school district, that those parents' children have tested positive for COVID-19. And in some cases, these students would have recently been in the school and, depending on their age, depending on their grade level, may not have been wearing masks. I mean, it's a question to ask. Why is it that teachers, why is it their families are only getting general statements from public health that there's no reason to change school operations? I mean, surely after a year in this global pandemic, after a year in this public health emergency, our public health officials should be able to provide more information than that.
So the school district has said consistently that the message it's received from public health is that there's no cause to alter school operations in most cases. I know that today we've got St. Michael's Elementary saying it's going to do some online learning for kindergarten to grade four students. But why is the message that has been relayed from public health not satisfactory to the teachers' union?
Well, I wouldn't suggest this to the teachers' union. I mean, the fact that parents are choosing not to send their children. I mean, I can use one example of a school yesterday that a student enrollment of 290 had only 7 students in attendance. I mean, if nothing else, that should demonstrate that there's concern, that there's anxiety in the school community that says they need more information. We know rumors drive anxiety. We know rumors drive anxiety around the respect the plans we see in our schools. Not everyone's masked. Physical distance is required, and the absence of concrete details about the extent of spread within those school communities, the presence in the communities, parents are not comfortable. And I think that's clearly being illustrated by the reality we look to the attendance data. Now, since our news release yesterday, after we released our news release, questioning some of these things, I have learned that late in the afternoon, Public Health did provide some additional correspondence for families of 2 of the affected schools. It was circulated by the school district. Now, will this be sufficient to reassure parents? Well, I guess today's attendance figures will tell that tale.
How widespread are you hearing that the low-class attendance has been, especially in the Bay St. George region?
Oh, it's quite. And what we're seeing in the Bay St. George region is a pattern we've seen right across the entire province where there's been outbreaks. In the absence of concrete information, parents are feeling that and questioning the degree to which the school environment is safe. We've seen that in the central Newfoundland region. We've seen on the south coast. We've seen in the Stephenville area previously. We've seen it right through the entire province. We saw it in the St. John's region back in February. Now, I think everyone would agree that in-school instruction is the best place for learning, the best place to support student well-being. But it's not just about schools being open. I think what we see, and the attendance data bears it out, parents are concerned, and families should have the information they need to feel confident that schools are a safe place to send their children. And right now, I think the attendance data clearly illustrates the degree to which parents do have that comfort and confidence.
Dean, can you talk a little bit about how the school district is covering off for teachers who have to isolate, for example? How is the district managing to find enough substitute teachers?
Well, finding enough substitute teachers has been a problem in many parts of the province for over a year. We've been speaking about that, and I think me and you may have spoken about that in a previous interview we had. But right now what I do know is that in many parts of this province, and again, right now it's clearly crystallizing in the Bay St. George region, there's a dramatic shortage to the point that there's being outreach across the province. But again, in the same spirit that parents don't have a complete confidence in sending their children in this environment because of the information they have, I have had reports. In fact, I spoke with a substitute teacher from far outside the region as recently as 2 days ago, who said that they were contacted and said, no, I'm not going in because I'm not 100% comfortable with the situation they have. And I think a clarity of information, a clarity of process would certainly alleviate much of that. And right now there is concern due to this vacuum that's there, and we know vacuums get filled, rumors drive anxiety, a lack of information drives further speculation, and I think right now this is the information that people need to make a concrete decision. And we're not asking for a lack of release of confidential information, but surely there can be a balance found that in order, at a minimum, provide an explanation of what framework public health are using to make these decisions, and how they're basing their advice on school operations. Families and those who learn, those who teach, those who work in the school buildings, I think at least they should be entitled that much.
Dean Ingram, thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
That is Dean Ingram. He is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association.